I have been speaking to you about loving yourself, and today I want to read to you from the Song of Solomon some beautiful words that are experiences of a man to a woman, but as I have said, they are likened to Christ and his relationship with his bride, the church, those he loved, those he came to die for. We have been given this explanation by God in his word because God knows that we will understand. God knows that we can relate. And so I want to relate to you some beautiful words written that you can begin to embrace the relationship of God to you in a form that is romantic. Now, I don't want you to lean solely on this as being a romance that is just dealing with the physical, but I want you to understand the mindset of God to us. Think a little bit beyond what you would think of a relationship that you might have with your partner. And imagine the perfect relationship. This is what it would look like. The most beautiful of songs by Solomon. The first song, The Woman. Your lips cover me with kisses. Your love is better than wine. There is a fragrance about you. The sound of your name recalls it. No woman could keep from loving you. Take me with you, and we'll run away. Be my king and take me to your room. We will be happy together, drink deep, and lose ourselves in love. No wonder all women love you. Women of Jerusalem, I am dark but beautiful, dark as the desert tents of Kedar, but beautiful as the draperies in Solomon's palace. Don't look down on me because of my color, because the sun has tanned me. My brothers were angry with me and made me work in the vineyard. I had no time to care for myself. Tell me, my love, where will you lead your flock to graze? Where will they rest from the noonday sun? Why should I need to look for you among the flocks of the other shepherds? The man. Don't you know the place, loveliest of women? Go and follow the flock. Find pasture for your goats near the tents of the shepherds. You, my love, excite men as a mare excites the stallions of Pharaoh's chariots. Your hair is beautiful upon your cheeks and falls along your neck like jewels. But we will make for you a chain of gold with ornaments of silver. The woman. My king is lying on his couch, and my perfume filled the air with fragrance. My lover has the scent of myrrh as he lies upon my breasts. My lover is like the wild flowers that bloom in the vineyards of En-Gedi. The man. How beautiful you are, my love. How your eyes shine with love. The woman. How handsome you are, my dearest. How you delight me. The green grass will be our bed. The cedars will be the beams of our house, and the cypress trees the ceiling. I am only a wild flower in Sharon, a lily in a mountain valley. The man. Like a lily among thorns is my darling among women. The woman. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my dearest compared to other men. I love to sit in its shadow, and its fruit is sweet to my taste. He brought me to his banquet hall and raised the banner of love over me. Restore my strength with raisins and refresh me with apples. I am weak from passion. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand caresses me. Promise me, women of Jerusalem, swear by the swift deer and gazelles that you will not interrupt our love. I end it here.